A swallow has flown from the first recording of Shedrick in 1922. A New Year celebration song from the perspective of a swallow, which flies into a house to tell the family that they'll have a bountiful year. Adapted from a Ukrainian folk song by Mykola Leontovich, now best known outside of Ukraine as a Christmas carol.
So here we are, lost on Larrabee.
My friend lives near here. He says it's always busy.
Welcome to Lost on Larrabee. Do you have a reservation?
No.
No.
I see they have chicken Kiev. Your mother first made that for me, remember?
She always loves cooking for you.
I appreciate it. We ate nothing but beef after we started eating meat. The Cuban Missile Crisis, remember?
I remember the crisis.
Would either of you care for a drink?
Ice water with lemon, please.
Monsieur?
I guess I'm old enough to drink now. I'll have a glass of Peller Family Chardonnay. A chicken Kiev for us both?
Let's see if it compares to my mother's.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it was Aunt Mary. My mother never made it. Every one of my aunts is a vastly better cook than my mother. I wonder why. I always love eating your mother's food. A local grocery store had a sale on barbecue chicken on Sunday evening, so we ate that. Then I took a chicken sandwich to school for lunch the next day. It was paradise for my mouth. No more beef. Just great barbecue chicken and soft bread. Thank you. And then your mother's fantastic chicken Kiev. Chicken was a kind of escape island from the empire of beef. Oh, this is good wine. Wonderful with the chicken Kiev.
Kiev.
It's not your mom's, but it's not bad. Did you notice we're sitting close to George Harrison?
Where?
Shh. Right behind us. Listen.
So I don't want to be down to my last $20,000 like Mickey Rooney.
I'd love his autograph.
I realized I was just listening to George Beatles Harrison, Fear of Poverty, in a restaurant a few feet away from me. He appeared to be talking to two large young men who looked like bankers and a young woman who looked like a young Jean Harlow. He was seeking their advice. But I was amazed that he was talking of dollars with his thick Liverpool accent. I expected him to say pounds.
Ringo has gone into pictures. I should look into that.
Do you want dessert?
No, I'm as stuffed as that chicken.
Waiter, can you bring us our bill, please?
Just a moment, ma'am. Here's your bill, ma'am.
Here's my card. I didn't get his autograph, but I got his spoon.
Why do you want a spoon?
Well, Mom collects spoons from all the places she's been that she really liked.
Wow. Aunt Mary collects spoons?
Yep.
So how did you get a spoon?
I was very kind to the waiter, so he was kind to me. He got a big tip.
George Harrison sang, "Here Comes the Sun." In October 1962, the sun we expected to see was an exploding Russian missile, as in Ukraine today.
This is Richard Fish reporting from Ukraine's still free capital of Kiev. Ukraine's allies and so many so-called experts around the world expected Kiev to fall quickly to the mighty Russian army, supposedly the world's second best. Russia's ruler, Vladimir Putin, also assumed this would happen. His soldiers, only told their destination at the last minute, expected little resistance from Ukraine. They were told that they would be embraced by their Ukrainian siblings and greeted with flowers. Tsar Putin told his people, "We must attack Ukraine before Ukraine attacks us." Ironically, that was the same justification Adolf Hitler used in 1941 for his invasion of Russia, then called the Soviet Union.
2 to 3 large chicken breasts, butter, salt and pepper, seasoned flour, 1 egg slightly beaten, 2 tablespoons water, fine breadcrumbs.
Thousands of Kiev citizens joined the Territorial Defense Brigades. An unusually warm February melted the snow and turned the terrain around Kiev to mud, making it difficult for heavy Russian tanks and armored vehicles to move cross-country, forcing them to stick to the roads.
Remove the meat carefully from the breastbone and split each breast into 2 fillets of equal size. Pound the fillets very flat and thin.
Ukraine's strategy was to slow the advance by blocking the roads, blowing up bridges, and harassing the invaders' columns. The Russians had a large advantage in weapons and manpower, but they were careless, moving in close formations as if on parade, and not covering their flanks. On the narrow roads the invaders were forced to use, their advance was crippled by the destruction of the first and last tanks in the long lines of vehicles. The Finnish army had done the same thing when Stalin invaded Finland in 1939, and the Red Army used the same tactic against the German Wehrmacht in World War II, but either the Russians had forgotten that lesson or were too confident of immediate success. Even U.S. military leaders expected Ukraine to fall in 72 hours and President Zelensky to flee. Neither happened.
Shape the butter into 2 half-inch rolls, allowing 1 roll to 1 fillet. Chill the rolls in a bowl of cracked ice until they are very hard.
The Russians were able to seize Hostomel Airport when the defenders ran out of ammunition and were forced to retreat. But Ukrainian artillery pounded the airport runways, making them unusable to the Russian planes, bringing in more troops. A Russian airborne company parked its vehicles at the base of a multi-story building in Irpin, in plain sight of Ukrainian defenders. When the Ukrainians threw smoke grenades at them, the Russian invaders became confused and abandoned their vehicles.
Sprinkle the fillets with salt and pepper. Take 1 roll at a time, pat it dry quickly, and place it on the fillet.
At the Battle of Moschin, the Russian advance was stopped. Ukrainians blew up bridges across the Irpin River, which Russian reinforcements needed to use. Only 100 Russians got across with their vehicles, and they took cover in surrounding forests. Ukrainian drones couldn't find them, but a local farmer did and relayed their position to the Ukrainian forces.
"I saw a company of orcs enter the forest near our farm."
"Our drone doesn't see them."
"Hit them with artillery."
"You're right."
"You got him."
By this time, Ukrainians were seeing parallels with the struggle in J.R.R. Tolkien's world-famous story, The Lord of the Rings. Russia expected a quick victory, and was not prepared for a long conflict. Many of its tanks and vehicles ran out of fuel and had to be abandoned. Ukraine was trading space for time, just as the Russian army had done in 1941.
Fold in the ends well and roll into a neat roll, encasing the butter completely. Skewer the opening securely with a wooden pick. Fill the other fillets in the same manner. Take care to fold in the ends well around the chilled butter so that no butter can leak out on either end of the rolls. This is very important.
Driving cars with Ukrainian license plates, Russians infiltrated Kiev to join up with saboteurs already positioned there in an attempt to fool the Ukrainians into thinking the Russian army was already in the city. In response, weapons were issued to the residents of Kiev, who promptly eliminated the threat. The residents of Kiev were now armed and ready to defend their city. Expecting quick victory, the Russians had not mobilized enough supplies. Advancing on the city of Makariv, the Russian forces ran out of pontoon bridges, then fuel, food, and even ammunition. They were stuck in the mud, and the thrust towards Kiev was stalled.
Coat the rolls with the seasoned flour. Dip in the beaten egg, diluted with water, and then in the breadcrumbs.
Like Arwen Ondomil commanding the river under her control to flood and stop the Black Riders in the Tolkien saga, the Ukrainians blew up the dam at Kovorovichi, raising the water level of the Dnipro River by 2 meters, sweeping away the invaders' last pontoon bridge, flooding their forces, and leaving the Russians in Mashun isolated. Ukraine counterattacks then drove them back across the river after abandoning their equipment.
Brown quickly in plenty of hot butter. Drain and place in a hot oven at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for about 5 minutes.
Finally, the orcs retreated back to Belarus.
Belarus.
This maneuver was both prompt and orderly, as if well practiced.
First, they couldn't wait to reach Kyiv. Then they couldn't wait to get out of Ukraine.
Kiev was saved by the immense efforts of the Ukrainian people, who defended their country against all odds.
Remove the wooden picks and serve immediately. Mushroom sauce is usually served with these rolls.
My family moved from Saskatchewan to L.A. at the beginning of 1956. We traveled back to Saskatchewan on vacation in the summer of 1957. I have no memory of this. We went back in the summer of 1960. I remember a family gathering at my grandmother's farm. My uncle, George Procession, cut a large branch from a tree and carved it into a baseball bat. The whole family played baseball. I remember hitting a home run. Back in Saskatchewan in the summer of 1965, I was 14 then and weighed about as much as I do now, although I was shorter. My grandmother served me some borscht and started talking to me in Ukrainian, her only language, which I didn't understand.
Ти занадто худий. Поклади більше сметани в свій борщ.
What did she say?
My sister said you're too skinny. Put some more sour cream in your borscht.
Сметана, сметана.
I didn't see her for another 5 years. I was a student at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon and went back to Yorkton for Christmas, staying with the processions. We went to Grandma's house for Ukrainian Christmas dinner, my first. Now my cousin Sonia, George's daughter, continues the Ukrainian Christmas feast tradition with the help of her children and grandchildren.
We make three braided breads. They're called kolach, and kolo is a word for circle.
Uh-huh.
So there's three braided breads in the center. We put a candle on each side of the bread, and then in the center of the third loaf of bread, we put a candle. Then around, there's a little plate, and around the plate, we put little bits of greenery, like from a pine tree or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's significant. So I've given you some of the bread.
Great.
The first thing we start out with is wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the wheat is baked in the oven for 1 hour. After it's baked, it's washed, rinsed, soaked overnight, and then cooked for about 7 hours. And so then after it's cooked, the kernels open up. And it's always a little bit nutty flavored because I think of the fact that it was baked in the oven.
Right.
So it's the same as if you toast nuts or something. Then.
Right.
And so then we add poppy seed. First we add the honey.
Reminds me of the novel Gray Bees, about a beekeeper in the gray zone between the invaders and Ukraine.
Then poppy seed, and then we add a little bit of nuts. And it's good cold or heated. Okay.
And bread, then, wheat, and then...
Okay, the next thing we serve is borscht.
Borscht.
Now,
oh, yes. I do like borscht.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sure your mother, my Aunt Kay, used plenty of smetana in her borscht, too.
I didn't think you would care for the pickled herring.
You're right.
But it is on the list, is
okay.
Pickled herring. And there wasn't any fish left, because fish is the next food. Here is three pierogies made with potato. Here is some pierogies made with sauerkraut.
Okay.
And also in this little thing is, these are cabbage rolls. We call them holopchis.
Uh-huh.
And they're cabbage rolls, but they're made with sour cabbage.
Oh.
And also I brought you a taste of mashed beans. These are navy beans. Same process as the wheat. We wash them, we soak them, and then they cook for 6 hours. Then we mash them and use a lot of garlic. So you will definitely taste the garlic in that. Okay, and then one of the things for dessert is we make dried fruit. It's called compote.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made the dry fruit. And so I've brought you dried fruit as well.
Okay.
And then I brought you some tomatoes from Darlene's garden.
Oh.
So those on our dessert table, we always have a variety of pastries.
I remember your mother's pastries fondly. I see dried apricots. Reminds me of a scene in Gray Bees where the hero and his bees are driving along a road lined with apricot trees.
These are pastries, and there's a name for them, and it starts with K, but I'd have to look it up.
Right.
But we call them nothings.
Very light.
Very light. They're like nothing.
Mm.
That's why we call them nothings.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are a pastry that I brought for you. And then we in our family have always done butter tarts.
I love butter tarts.
Oh, good. So I brought you 4 butter tarts.
Excellent.
And so our dessert tends to be this. This is on the dessert table.
Right.
And so that's pretty much, other than not being able to bring you any fish, the herring I didn't think
yes.
you would care for.
Yes.
Then I think probably you have a little bit of a taste. And so that just gives you an idea of the special food, and I only do it once a year. It's very time consuming.
I would imagine, yes.
I have to plan for a day for each thing.
Yeah.
So when you figure, out all of the dishes. And because groceries have increased in price tremendously.
They have.
Then...
imagine how expensive groceries would be if the Russians were bombing all our markets and farms.
It's a once a year event,
sure.
So we don't have it more than once a year. But I hope that you try this and
I will.
Let me know. I know it's just a sampling.
That's great.
But if God willing that I'm still around next year, I'll definitely make more borscht. And if I make more borscht, I will bring you some.
Fantastic.
When I was staying with your family in February 1969. Your dad and I were in the living room watching some classical music on TV. It was a piece by a Czech composer named Smetana. The Ukrainian word for sour cream probably means something different in Czech, but mildly synchronistic.
Okay, so we're finished the...
We are, but not Ukraine.
Walk, don't walk. Walk, don't walk. Walk, don't walk.
You walked on a don't walk sign. It's off to the front for you.
But I don't want to be a soldier.
Fine, you'll be an officer.
But I'm 7 years old.
Older than most of our officers. Off to Crimea with you. Better collect those tears, soldier. It gets mighty thirsty down in Crimea.
A is for Atesh. Crimean Tatar for fire.
A is for apricots. The Ukrainian writer Oksana Zabushko asks, why is it that on the Ukrainian side, Donbass roads are everywhere lined with apricot trees, and literally a step further on the Russian side, the very same earth turns as if cut off along a ruler into a wasteland? From her recent book, The Long Journey, like Frodo going from Ithilien into Mordor.
B is for borscht, the happiness of beets.
Have some borscht. Here's some smetana.
B is for Bucha, the Kievan suburb that shone a spotlight on Russian war crimes.
B is for the Baturin massacre.
Buturinska Ryzanina.
Tsar Peter's army destroyed the Cossack capital because the Cossacks weren't docile enough. They still aren't.
C is for Crimea, the land of the Tatars.
D is for the Donbass, awaiting deoccupation.
E is for Euromaidan, the center of rebellion against a Russian stooge in 2013-14.
For
Aeneida,
a mock heroic poem, the first ever written in colloquial Ukrainian, the beginning of a national literature. E is for the executed Renaissance. There was a great flowering of Ukrainian art and literature in the 1920s. Stalin put a stop to it in the 1930s, or tried to.
F is for failure. Russia has been trying to erase Ukraine for centuries. It has always failed, and it always will.
G is for Gogol. No, he's not Russian. Yes, he is hilarious.
Mr. Trump, what happened to your nose?
H is for
Holobtsi,
derived from the word for pigeon in Ukrainian, holub. In a bygone era in Ukraine, a local dish served at aristocratic feasts was prepared by wrapping pigeons in cabbage leaves and cooking them on a spit or grill. Over time, while the cabbage leaves remained, the birds were swapped out for grains, vegetables, and other types of meat, such as pork or veal.
I is for Irpin, the city of parks that was key to stopping the Russian advance on Kiev.
K is for Kiev, the mother.
K is for Kozak, the proper pronunciation of what non-Ukrainians call Cossack. From a Turkish word for free man or outlaw, the original Ukrainian freedom fighters. As they elected their own leaders, democracy has deep roots in Ukrainian history.
L is for
Lviv,
a major city in western Ukraine.
M is for Kozak Mamai, a Ukrainian folk hero.
O is for Odessa, the great port city.
O is for Onut, my grandfather John Panchuk's hometown. Its symbol was the bull. My cousin Howard Procession showed me how to make the perfect roast beef sandwich. The secret is mayonnaise on one piece of bread, mustard on the other.
P is for Pisanki.
Pisanki.
Colorful Easter eggs, although the custom predates Christianity. In one legend, there was a powerful monster in the Carpathian Mountains. The more pisanki the people made, the more tightly the monster was bound, keeping it from destroying the world.
Q is for quest, Ukraine's long quest to be free.
R is for Ruthenians, another word for Ukrainians. Andy Warhol identified as Ruthenian, or maybe he just idolized Babe Ruth, the Shohei Ohtani of 100 years ago. S is for Taras Shevchenko, Ukrainian artist and its best-loved poet.
Григорій Савич Сковорода.
The Ukrainian Socrates, founding father of Ukrainian philosophy, the philosophy of the heart. T is for Tatars. There are as many kinds of Ukrainians as there are kinds of borscht.
T is for Tripilia, a late Stone Age culture in what is now Ukraine, took a major step towards the development of agriculture.
U is for Ukraine, you, me, and all free people.
Slava Ukraine.
Slava.
Slava Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine.
Ukraina.
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Ukraine.
Yeah.
So, again, Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine.
Slava Ukraine.
Yes. Slava Ukraine. And the right answer in Ukrainian is Heroyam Slava. That means glory to Ukraine, glory to heroes.
Glory to Ukraine.
V is for
Vola.
The internal driving power to overcome all obstacles, the deliberate choice to be free. W is for Western Ukraine, formerly part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Then it was an independent republic before becoming part of modern Ukraine.
X is for Kharkiv, Ukraine's second city and former capital.
Y is for Yellow Ribbon. Resistance isn't futile. Occupation is futile. De-occupying Ukraine one color at a time.
Y is for Grand Prince Yaroslav the Wise.
Velikий князь Ярослав.
A great leader of Kievan Rus.
Z is for Zaporizhia.
Z.
The homeland of the Cossacks.
Thank you.
This is my sister's second daughter, Anna.
That's Anita, Uncle.
That's a pretty name. Almost Spanish, senorita.
You're flirting with me.
A man can't live on mathematics alone.
You need fruit. That's what I do.
You're a gardener? Well, why don't you come to Princeton, where your intelligence will be appreciated?
That would be nice in the summer, but I prefer California winters.
We had enough of winter in Minnesota.
I was in Tibet in winter. That's enough snow for one lifetime.
What were you doing in Tibet?
Stealing fruit. Huntington sends me around the world to collect fruit and bring it back to California to create new fruit.
Better to create new fruit than new bombs. But how did you get into Tibet? I thought it was cut off from the world. No one is allowed in there.
With Huntington's money as the key, there are no locked doors.
Tell him about the monk.
That's how I got into and out of Tibet. A monk smuggled me in and out on condition that I brought him back to California with me. He lived with us here for a while.
That's why we can't eat meat.
Hello? Yes, just a minute. It's for you, Professor.
Hello? Yes, yes, yes. Goodbye. 999. It's Washington. They need to talk to me. The worst thing about being famous, there is no privacy.
I want to be famous. A movie star.
Be careful what you wish for. Alex, you were telling me about the monk you brought here?
He converted me to vegetarianism. It goes well with my job, inventing new fruit.
I miss hot dogs.
Not exactly Ukrainian food.
You never had a hot dog before you came here.
Stephen introduced them to me. Delicious.
Who is Stephen?
Her new boyfriend.
He's a sailor I met on my way here. Do you think there'll be a war? What's so bad about Hitler?
If Hitler ate the world, he would ask what's for dessert.
Come over here, Albert. I'll show you my new painting.
What wonderful light.
I'm 7 years old.
General Seven.
No, 7 years old.
Years old, Vich. What a patriotic patronymic. You inspire all Russians.
You're really stupid.
Yes, master.
Okay, brave Ukrainian soldiers, we have some comic relief for you tonight. Direct from Canada with its vast Ukrainian diaspora, it's the hilarious sister act, Philomena and Petra.
Who's on first? The Russian army. But there's nobody there. The base is empty.
Yeah, that's the Russian army for you.
Okay, so who's on second?
That would be the mercenaries.
I don't see anybody.
Yeah, they're pay-per-view.
So who's on third?
Vladdy boy Putin. He was born on third and thinks he had a triple.
But he's so tiny, you can hardly see him.
And he's getting smaller every day. Eventually, he'll just fade away, like his armies.
Glory to Ukraine.
No, General. Ukrainians are the bad guys.
Glory to bad guys.
How old are you, General?
Six.
Premature Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's old for a Russian general.
On which front shall we attack, General?
But I'm a 7-year-old girl.
Yes, you are our oldest general. We venerate the wisdom of your old age. Surviving this long on the front lines, what shall we do, aged general?
But...
Yes, wise general, show them our butts. Express our contempt for these Ukrainian invaders.
Aren't we the invaders?
I only know what Tsar Putin tells me. If he tells me I'm in heaven when I'm really in Bakhmut, he must be right. So, where shall we attack? How can the Ukrainians resist us? They're not even a real country. They'll greet us with flowers. Can't you smell them?
I can only smell bombs.
I thought 7-year-old girls had great imagination. And you, the leader of the entire Russian army, must have the greatest imagination.
I imagine I'm home with my doll.
Yes. Wonderful strategy, Field Marshal. We will be like Russian dolls. There will be units within units within units. The Ukrainian invaders can't kill us all. We'll retreat into other realities, friendlier dimensions, happier universes. Saint Putin, save us!
You know I'm a 7-year-old girl, right?
Oh yes, Army Commander. We are propelled forward, all the way to Kiev by your ancient wisdom. You've survived 7 years on the front? No Russian has ever done that before.
No, I was born 7 years ago.
A virgin birth?
I have an older brother.
He will be a great commander.
He plays video games.
He will be our Napoleon, a Russian Napoleon to conquer these pesky Ukrainians.
I want to go home.
Yes, Kiev and Rus is the homeland of the Russian people.
Then why are you bombing your home?
Well, because, my general, sure you know, as commander of our armed forces, you know everything we do. And why? Because you tell us what to do.
Really? Then I'll tell you now. Go home.
You mean Kiev, our general?
No, 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 no. Where you live, your wife misses you, your sisters, your grandmother. Home is where you are wanted. You are not wanted in Kiev.
Yes, Master Strategist, we must go home and pretend to have stopped our war. Like the 49 Ronin, we plot our next attack in secret. Ukrainian spies will never discover our next attack.
No, you go home and stay home. I'll go home too, right now.
Yes, Commander, we do what you command.
The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Ukraine remains.
Сметана, сметана. Сметана, сметана. Сметана, сметана. Every